This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague, Andrew McCarthy, and my colleague, that is McCotter, about the apparent imminent indictment of Donald Trump, former president of the United States, for obstruction of the grand jury, obstruction of justice. This is in the investigation of the Mar-a-Lago classified documents from the summer of 2022. The question is, what happens if and when the president is indicted? What are his obligations? What is the court's authority? What does it mean for the campaign? Andy gives a very detailed response. Here's Andy.
Presumably, John, the case would be brought in the District of Columbia. That is where, even though Mar-a-Lago is the place where the crime got committed, the grand jury was in Washington. So I would assume that since that's a friendly court to the Biden Justice Department, they will bring the case there because they do have venue to bring it there. And we would be talking about a charge at least of obstruction of the grand jury or lying to the grand jury or both. And in that connection, I would imagine what will happen is it's a nonviolent crime. It's not a violent kind of obstruction. So, of course, President Trump would get bail. But there may be, significant constitutional problems with the tension between the administration of a criminal case and the ability of someone to participate in our political process. We're already seeing that in New York, where the state judge has gagged Trump to a degree in terms of what he's allowed to say and what he's allowed to access in the way of the discovery involved in that case. I imagine that if there's a federal trial or a federal case, there will be those same issues. Trump will want to be able to speak openly about the case because it'll be a very important issue in the campaign, and the court will be concerned that he is, and the Justice Department will be concerned that he'd be poisoning the jury pool and using discovery in a criminal case not to prepare for his defense, but rather to agitate in the media. So that'll be on the table.
This is John Batchelor.